Good morning. You have just tuned in to the Sunday School Teacher, which is an outreach ministry of Applying the Word Ministries of LaGrange, Georgia. To find out more about us, you may visit us at www.applyingtheword-ga.org or just simply write us at P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. I am co-pastor Pat McFarland, and I will be your teacher for the day. I have been mandated by God to teach you the word. This program will review, first of all, your Sunday school lesson. We hope to encourage you to attend and participate in your Sunday school class. We also want you to fall in love with the Word of God. Finally, it is our desire that someone would dedicate their life to Jesus Christ, glory to God, and make Jesus their choice. Now, I need you to get your Bible and get ready. It is now time for Sunday school. Good morning. Good morning. It is time for our Sunday school lesson. Glory to God. And we have a very good lesson. Go ahead, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. We have a great lesson today. And the title of our lesson is The Believing Centurion. The Believing Centurion. Now, again, we are going to be coming from our lesson, going to be coming from scripture, and that's going to be Matthew 8, 5 through 13. 8, 5 through 13. And again, that key word we don't want to look at today is believing. Amen. Because it's a word that we're looking at, faith, and knowing what we're doing. Amen. Praise God. Now, the first part of our lesson is expressing need and faith. Expressing need and faith. Coming at part A, the centurion requests. The centurion requests, and basically requesting, as I said, express a need and faith. So that's a need, but also in faith. And verse 5, it said, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, they came unto him a centurion, beseeching him. Amen. Praise God.
Glory to God. So our lesson, just like I said, the believing centurion, the centurion. In other words, he was a leader. Glory to God. A soldier. Hallelujah. He had about 100 men under his command. And so our lesson is going to tell us that this centurion who worked for the Roman government, glory to God, he is what? A believer. And you're going to see his belief being confirmed in this lesson today. The believing centurion, glory to God. So we're going to follow that as it comes. And it says, and when Jesus did what? Pastor said he entered into what? Capernaum. So now we know that Capernaum is a place where Jesus is located. Glory to God. He had just left for preaching the Sermon on the Mount. And now he's in Capernaum. And God is going to cause that centurion to come to meet him.
Amen. God. Praise God. But the key thing I want to look at here is we're looking at, he said he's expressing a need. He's expressing a need. And that need is in faith. Okay, well, again, he's coming to Jesus. Oh, glory to God. He's coming to Jesus, and he's expressing a need. But again, as I point out, when you have faith, you come, it's an example for us all. We want to, when we're in need, we got to go to God.
Hallelujah.
But when we go to God, we need to go to God in what? Faith. Go to God believing that he's going to answer your requests. Glory to God.
So he said the word beseeching him. He was seeking, glory to God, to ask him to do something, glory to God, for him. But he came, what? Like Pastor said, he came in faith, believing that Jesus can do it. When you go to Jesus, you have to have faith, believing that he can do what you've asked him to do according to the word. So our lesson is setting us up right now. It's setting us up to let us know that this centurion, glory to God, he was working for the Roman government. That meant that he was what? A Gentile. He was not a Jew, glory to God. He was not a follower of Jesus. But evidently in this lesson, we're going to find that he heard of Jesus. He knew about Jesus. And evidently, he realized that Jesus was a miracle worker. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Verse 6, again, we're seeking a need in faith. And verse 6 says, and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home, sick of palsy, grievously tormented. Now let's key here. He said, Lord. Mm-hmm. Lord. When we go to God, we need to go to him. Lord, I got a need. Lord, but yet when I say go to the Lord, when we go to God, you got to believe on what his word done said. You got to go in faith. You got to go in faith, believe in something. Now he said that he wasn't going for himself. He was going for somebody else. Like I said, he's a key to right now for a lot of us to know that we can go to God, but yet sometimes we need to go to God for others. Glory to God. Sometimes you might need to go to God for your mother. You might need to go to God for your father. You might need to go to God for your sister, your brother. You might need to go to God for your child, your son, your daughter. But yet he said he had a servant. But we got needs and we need to go to God. A lot of times. Now he said that he was sick. We have people that we need to go to God. When they might need to be healing.
It might not just be a family member. It could be a neighbor.
Amen.
It could be a friend. It could be someone that you met along the way. Glory to God. Somebody that needs a prayer. Somebody that may need some help. And we can go to Jesus in behalf of that person. Because we got to have faith in knowing that Jesus is able to answer. So this centurion, this man was working for the Roman government. He was a Gentile, but he had heard of who? Of Jesus. And his servant was sick, so he had enough faith to believe that Jesus can help him, that Jesus can heal that servant. So he went looking for what? For an answer. He went looking for help. He went looking in behalf of somebody else. That's saying something today, glory to God. That there's somebody that you may have been worried about. There may be somebody who's sick and you don't know what to do. Glory to God. This lesson today is going to teach you that you can go to Jesus, glory to God, in behalf of that sick loved one. You can go to Jesus and pray a prayer of faith, believing, glory to God, that he's able to what? To heal him. He's able to answer your prayer. He's able to do it for him, glory to God. Do you have that kind of faith, glory to God? Hallelujah. We're letting you know today that Jesus can hear the prayer of those who come to him in faith, believing, hallelujah, in his power, believing in his authority, believing in his healing power. So are you ready? Are you ready? Hallelujah. You ready for this lesson today? Let's go on. Glory
amen,
God.
Amen. Now, again, the key, he said, Lord. Oh, glory to God. See, that was a surrenderance right there. That was a surrenderance to the point, I'm looking to you as Lord. I'm looking to you as Master. I'm below you. I'm beneath you. You are my Lord. Glory to God. But and listen, that's again, that's a key for us now. A lot of times, people may not call us the great Christian, but yet it's not about what nobody call us or what nobody might know about us. It's about our faith in God. Hallelujah. It's our faith in God. He wasn't a regular follower. They say he was a Gentile. But yet, what he had heard, he believed. What he had heard that Jesus was a healer. And so he wanted to go to Jesus to get what? To get what he need, but yet he believed that Jesus could do it.
And he approached Jesus saying, what? Lord.
Lord.
He was submitting himself to who? To Jesus, glory God, because he needed some help, glory God. I need you to know, glory God, if you need some help, glory God, that he's just a prayer away, glory God. You can go to Jesus, glory God. He's going to hear and answer your prayer if you're praying in faith. So go ahead, read that verse again.
Amen.
Verse 6.
And saying, Lord, my servant, lies at home sick of palsy and grievously tormented. Oh, glory
God. Listen to what he said. My servant is at home. He's lying at home. He's sick with palsy, glory God. He's grievously ill. He's tormented. And I'm coming to you, Jesus, glory God. I'm coming to you because I need to intervene for him. I need you to help me. I need you to heal him, glory to God. So he painted a picture. This is why I'm here. I'm not here for myself. But he said, I came for what? For my servant.
Amen.
Just like Pastor said a few minutes ago, you might be coming from that neighbor. You might be coming from that loved one. You may be coming for somebody, glory to God, who may need a healing, glory to God. I need you to know you can go to Jesus. You can go in behalf of that person, glory to God. You can request healing, glory to God. In the name of who? In Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus, we heal.
Now look at it in verse 7. Hey, and Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Oh, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Jesus gave an answer.
Now notice Jesus said, I will what? Come. He said, okay, I'm here in Capernaum. But I will go with you. And he said, and I will definitely heal him. Glory to God. But I need you to understand and see the willingness of Jesus. Jesus is willing to help us.
Come on now.
See, when the man asked for help, he's willing to what? To help us. But the lesson goes a little bit further now. I want you to pay attention to what's happening in the next verse, glory to God. But remember this, that Jesus was willing to go with him, glory to God, and what? And heal the servant.
And verse 8, and the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Oh,
glory to God. Look at that point. He said, I'm not worthy. He looked at himself. He was not a true believer at that time, but evidently he had heard about the power of Jesus. Evidently, he had heard that people were being healed, glory to God. He had heard that people was able to be what healed and change their bodies were healed. So he came asking for a healing. But he said, wait. But I need you to know something, Jesus. I'm not worthy. In other words, he said, I'm not worthy. But let me tell you this. Because he came to Jesus by faith, because he came to Jesus believing, glory to God, I need you to know some of our lessons. Said he's what? He's a believing centurion. He believed that Jesus can do it. See, Jesus can fix it. Glory to God. He's believing that Jesus can do it for his servant. But then he says to Jesus, I'm not worthy for you to come into my roof. I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. I'm just not worthy, but I believe something else. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. He said he wasn't worthy, glory to God. But look here. The Syrian, he pointed out his position. He said, the reason why, oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Listen. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it.
See what he's saying, what he's showing right now. He said, now wait a minute. I'm a man of authority. I'm a leader. And I can direct my people to go here. I can direct them to do this. I can direct them to that. And he looked at Jesus. In other words, he said, and I know that you are a man of authority, glory to God. And I know, glory to God, that you don't really have to come to my house, glory to God. You don't really have to come with me because you are a man of authority, glory to God. I believe, glory to God, that you're able to what? To send the word. In other words, now listen. You have a what right there in this lesson, you can see the belief. The believing centurion, the believing leader, the believing man who was having what beseeching in behalf of what, his servant. He believed that Jesus was able to what? To send the word. He didn't have to physically go, because the man said, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house, glory to God. But I know you have authority, glory to God. And I know that you're able to do it, glory to God.
Amen, amen. And again, like I said, I'm looking at a lesson all through this this lesson today from the centurion. Now he said that he's a man of authority.
Well,
but yet he knew that Jesus had authority.
Well,
and you ain't got to come to my house.
Well.
You don't have to come to my house. You have power because you're the Son of God. Hallelujah. You're a man of healing. I believe that the only thing you got to do is speak it. And speak it and healing shall go forth. Oh, glory to God.
Now, the interesting thing about it, you can see the care that he had for that servant. His servant was at home sick. He was being tormented. He was evidently in a lot of pain. And this leader was concerned about his servant. And he decided to go and see Jesus because he had heard about him. He had heard that he'd been healing sick. He had heard that people were being healed, hallelujah, by him speaking the word, glory, right? By him laying hands, hallelujah. He had heard about it. So he went in behalf of his servant. Talk about what? Love. Then he said, Jesus, no. Jesus said, I'll go with you. No. You know, no. I believe you have authority. I believe that you don't have to physically go with me. I believe, Jesus, that you're able to what? To send the word.
Amen, amen. Now listen here. What I see here that I might have someone sick. Mm-hmm. I can go to Jesus.
Well.
I can go to Jesus in prayer.
Well.
And make my requests. And the Lord has the authority to send the word. They may be in New York. You know, we got children that may not be living at home with us. Oh, glory to God. We may be children that may be away from our loved ones. We may have a friend that we heard about was doing bad. Lord, I'm just going to stand in the gap for him.
Well,
Lord, I'm going to intercede for him. Lord, I heard that. Lord, they need to pray. Lord, just send the word. Just send the word. See, you can pray and ask God to send the word to the situation, to where the need is. Oh, glory to God. That was our thought.
I know, Pastor, what they're saying, the believing centurion. So are you a believer? Are you a believer in the word of God? Are you a believer in the power of God? Are you believing that God is able to heal? It may be your mother. It may be your father. It may be a sister or brother. It may be a neighbor, glory to God, that you find yourself concerned about. Well, do you believe that you can pray believing, hallelujah, that Jesus is able to heal? Glory to God. I need you to know this lesson is saying the believing centurion. But you, hallelujah, if you are a believer, glory to God, you can pray in their behalf, glory to God. You can pray believing the word of God that Jesus Christ is a healer. You can believe, glory to God, that as I pray and I call their names, glory to God, and I ask you to trust them in Jesus, I ask you to heal them, glory to God. I believe by faith that you're able to do it, glory to God. So you need to be a believer. You need to reach out and pray for those that's sick or someone that's sick. And it could be somebody in the church that you miss and have not been there for a while, and then you heard that they're sick. You can send a word. You can send a word of what? Healing. You can send a word of deliverance. You can send a word by faith because you're what? You're a believer. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And then just looking at, we're going to look at part two. And it's instructing others. Jesus surprised. In that 10th verse, it says, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found such a greater faith, no, not in Israel. Oh, glory to God. Now get what Jesus was surprised about. Here's a man, he ain't following me. Here's a man that have not proclaimed to be a Christian. He's just a Gentile. But by his faith, he said, I have not seen a greater faith in all Israel. Yet he was surprised. He marveled, glory to God. Because this was such a surprise to him to see such a faith in this man.
That he had faith enough to believe that Jesus is going to speak the word.
Amen.
And his servant can be healed. Glory to God. You, when you're praying, glory to God, you got to believe, hallelujah, that he's able to do it. Glory to God. You got to believe, glory to God, that sometimes, glory to God, that you may have a sickness in your body. Glory to God. And you can even pray for yourself. You got to believe. And I got to believe that he's a healer. Glory to God. I got to believe that he's able to heal me. Glory to God. So I got to give it to Jesus. Glory to God. See, the centurion was believing for his servant. But I need you to know that you can believe too for yourself, for your own healing. Glory to God. You can believe for yourself, glory to God. Those of you that suffer with migraine headaches or backache pain or rheumatism or whatever you're going through, glory to God, you got to have faith enough to believe that Jesus is what able. Some of you are going through some treatment for cancer, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And people are trying to give up on you. But guess what? Guess what? You've been praying by faith, glory to God. And all of a sudden, later on, you get a word, hallelujah, that God is what healed you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's a healer. But you got to have faith enough to believe that he's able to do it. Glory to God. He's able to heal you. But so the centurion, he went to Jesus because he believed that if he met Jesus, he went to Jesus, that Jesus would heal his servant. Glory to God. Do you have that kind of faith? Do you believe that Jesus is able to heal? Then that's all you have to do is ask him by faith. Glory to God.
Amen, amen. Now look here. Jesus still speaking. Inclusion of outsiders. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Oh, glory to God. Now what he was trying to point out to them, it's going to be a lot of them that's not in our group right now, that's not those that we don't call believers, that those we don't call Christians, they're going to come. They're going to come from the east and the west. They're going to come from all around. And they're going to be able to sit down and agree with you that,
glory
hey, oh, hallelujah. On the word of God.
In verse 8, I want you to key in on verse 8. That when the centurion, glory to God, read that for me, Pastor.
In verse 8, and the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed.
That is the faith. He said, if you speak the word, Jesus, hallelujah, you don't have to come to my house. Because I told you I'm unworthy. Glory to God. I don't need you to come to my house. I just need you to speak the word. If you speak the word, I have enough faith to believe that my servant will be healed. Hallelujah. He said, I have enough faith to believe, glory to God, that my servant will be healed. Glory to God. So what you're praying in faith. Glory to God. And you're believing that Jesus is able to answer. I told you it could be a neighbor, it could be a mother, it could be a father, it could be a sister, it could be a brother, it could be somebody in the church. Glory to God. I'm sending the word. I believe in you that you're able to heal, Jesus. Glory to God. And that's why he called him the believer, what? Centurion. Because he believes in the power of God. He believes that Jesus was able to heal. Evidently, he might have heard about the healing power. But he came by faith, believing that his servant who was being tormented with palsy was able to be healed, that Jesus didn't have to physically go, but that's all Jesus had to do was send the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he knew that if Jesus would send the word, because he was a man of authority, he was a man of God, that God would be able to heal him. Glory to God. See the faith? See the faith? See the faith? Glory to God. You got to believe. Glory to God. Don't pray doubting. Don't pray saying, but I know he won't do it. Well, you're not praying by faith. You got to pray believing, glory God, that he will heal whoever you're praying for. I believe you're going to heal him. Hallelujah, I'm asking you to heal him. I'm believing it's going to happen, glory God. He didn't pray doubting. So we got to stop doubting and we got to believe by faith, glory God. We got to believe by faith, hallelujah, glory
amen,
God.
Amen, amen. And I want to touch base on that 11th verse a little bit more to the point. He said that from the east, from the west, they're going to come. Many gonna come. We may have somebody that we know need our Lord and Savior. That somebody for salvation, glory to God. You said, "Well, salvation that ain't healing." If you lost, you sick. Amen. You sick and need to be healed. Glory to God. So I'm praying for their salvation. I'm praying for their soul might be saved. So he said they so that they can do it, join and sit down in the kingdom of heaven.
Oh, okay, glory, let's look at verse 9. Read verse 9 for
Verse 9. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. I say to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it.
So here you find what he's saying. He said, wait a minute. I'm a leader. I'm a man under authority. Not only that, I'm a man that have authority, glory to God. And I can say, do this and do that, or go here, go there, and they will obey me. Now he's looking at Jesus. He's saying, now I know you are what? You're a man of authority, glory to God. And instead of you coming with me, glory to God, instead of you going to my servant, he said, you know what? I believe that you can what? You can send the word. In other words, I believe that you're able to heal him while you're standing right here in Capernaum. Glory to God. I believe that if you speak the word, my servant will be healed. See the faith? He believes in the power that was vested in who? In Jesus Christ. That's why they call him the believing centurion. He believed that Jesus was able to what? To heal his servant. He believed so much until he went on a journey. Glory to God. He went on a journey and he went and he met Jesus, glory to God. And he asked Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, to heal his servant. When Jesus said, okay, I'll go with you. All right, I'll accompany you. He said, wait, Jesus. I'm a man of authority. And I know you're a man of authority. I know that you got power in your word. I know you got power in your voice. I believe, glory to God, that's all you have to do, Jesus, is send the what? Is send the word. And if you send the word, glory to God, my servant will be healed.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Listening to what he's saying is giving us a lesson on ourselves, that we don't get too big. You know, you got some people that own their own business and they got money and they got wealth. Guess what? There's still time for you to go to Jesus in need. Because guess what? There's some things the enemy going to attack you with, and you can't nobody help you but Jesus. You got to know that as long as you surrender yourself and submit yourself to him as Savior. Just submit yourself to him. Lord, you are my master. You are my deliverer. You are my Savior. And guess what? God is going to grant your need.
Hello, this is Pastor Arthur J. McFarland saying, I know you have enjoyed that word coming from co-pastor Patricia McFarland. We are asking you to be a partner in this ministry, to help us get the word out to our hurting world. We need your financial support. You can contact us by writing to Applying the Word Ministries, P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. You can also reach us at our website at www.applyingtheword-ga.org. Or you can email the Sunday School teacher at sundayschoolteacher111@gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you.